escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, apparently we need to clarify something for all you people streaming your shows out there, watching shows on TV, or watching your influencers, because according to scientists, they suggest that Americans who watch a lot of these streaming shows or, you know, your favorite influencer, they think that they have much more active social life with you than they do. So they feel like the people that they watch, the characters that they see online or on TV, are their real friends.
They're my best friends.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, didn't this happen with TV back in the day? People would watch TV shows like Friends, and they would be like, oh, I have more friends than I think I do.
Yeah. And then because they get attached to that person, they feel like they know that person who's actually playing a role.
Of course, all the shows I watch, they either get killed or they are the killer. So I'm not sure I want to be friends.
Well, at that point, though, you're trying to help them out of the situation.
Run!
It's like, yeah, run. Or, hey, we got to get Eleven out of the underworld. I mean, we got to flip that world over for her. I mean, we got to help her out.
Wouldn't that be so convenient? Just flip it and shake her out and be like, gotcha, girl. You're out.
Stranger Things.
Oh, yeah, gotcha. I never did get into Stranger Things.
Wow. Okay. So, also like Taylor Swift, some of those celebrities that you see in interviews a lot, or you watch them, you watch their career. We feel so connected to them that they are our friends.
I mean, she doesn't call me as much as she should, but
that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It's like the people falling in love with AI. You got some kind of issue going on.
Well,
you probably need help.
But have you not felt connected to some of the shows that you have watched?
I know, and you're like, they're shows, though.
You know, like Breaking Bad's like, you know what? You're making some bad decisions right now.
Now, don't get me wrong. Watching shows makes me want to participate. Like Ozark, you don't think I wanted to launder money after watching that show?
Yeah, but look at how dangerous it was.
I know. But they still lived.
Yeah. Not all of them.
he did.
And then you got your grandmas out there on the grandma channels or whatever they're watching, like some of those game shows, you know.
They're watching that Hallmark crap, too.
They now.
Drew Carey's their best friend.
Yeah, on The Price is Right. Or they are watching the Hallmark shows going, you know what, that couple needs to get together.
I hope they make it.
Mm-hmm. Now, they didn't say how long it took for you to connect with that character or whoever you are watching, but I'm guessing over time, like the continuous series, like Stranger Things or...
Oh, that's making me mad, though.
What?
Because they're waiting so long to put out the other episodes. I'm becoming not interested in it.
It's like you don't even know them by the time the next season comes out. You're like, these were 10-year-olds last season. Yeah. Now they're 22.
And the thing is I've already forgot what happened, so I'm going to have to go back and start it all over.
I know.
Watch every one of them before the new ones come out.
I've done that a couple times. Like with
and
some
I'll be
Star
honest,
Wars
the first
series.
Season was the best. After that, it kind of got crazy. Yeah. So I'm not really interested in
it. Well, maybe you should talk to your friend 11 and get that all sorted out.
Hell.
Hell yeah.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Tori just showed me a video and she said, wouldn't this drive you crazy? And it was a picture of a lady standing in line at a cash register. And there is another lady that is up almost, I think she is touching this woman's back. She is all in her personal space.
They look like one person. They are so merged closely together.
And it gave me the heebie-jeebies just looking at it, just seeing this woman up so close to the person in front of her. Yeah. She had no concept of personal space. I would have been afraid I was being pickpocketed because it feels and looks like someone's brushing up against you so that you don't feel whenever they reach for that wallet.
I was going to tell you that actually almost happened to us in Jamaica. A friend of mine, we were standing in line to get a drink, and this kid, I was noticing, I was stepped back, and I noticed the kid all up on my friend.
Yeah.
And I'm like looking, and I could see he started going for his pocket.
Oh, boy.
And I yelled out. He turned around and took off running. But yeah, I don't like anybody to be up
on
me.
You're my personal bubble.
Yeah.
So I was like, what would you do if this happened to you?
Yep.
And so Tori actually came up with a good idea.
Well, because I am a Maxinista, so I'm always shopping at TJ Maxx.
Is that like a furry?
And for whatever reason, people at TJ Maxx in those lines love to be on top of you. I mean, you can smell them. They're so close to you.
Oh, man.
And well, so
it's kind of like a theme park ride, too. You got to go through the long, long line.
Yeah. You got to merge the wiggle and all that. Yeah. And so I've just started to, if they don't kind of get the concept of me being like, and stretching a little bit, I've just started stepping backwards on people.
Oh.
And if you are so close that me lifting my heel and putting it down ends up being on your toe, you're too close.
I get it. So you're kind of like, you hit their toe or whatever. Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't know you were right there.
Yes. Or I'll like flip my hair and if it hits them, I'm like, oh gosh, sorry. I didn't know you were right behind me.
Are they the same people that take off the back of your heel with a cart?
Yes. No, that's my mom when we're shopping.
Yeah, I hate that.
That's annoying, but I can live with that. I can't live with the getting too close to me personal space thing.
If it does happen, I will get in front of, if I have a cart, I will get in front of the cart and put the cart between me and that person.
And then you'll get right up on the person in front of you.
No. I'll leave I'm like when I drive at a red light, I'm leaving a car space. So.
Oh, man. Those are the people I get so mad behind. I'm like, pull up.
The law is you leave a car space.
Hey, that's personal car bubble.
Yes. And if I need to get around that car, all of a sudden that car dies and I'm right up on its tail.
Yeah.
I'm not getting out.
Isn't it crazy how there is a socially acceptable amount of space between you and the person in front of you and behind you?
You're almost too close
now. If you can feel them.
Well, it is. It's called personal space or a personal bubble. And definitely different cultures have different ones.
Right.
So maybe this lady in your video was from a culture where they don't have that. But I can't deal with that.
But what I've noticed is it seems like COVID changed it. I never felt like people were on top of me until the world reopened. And then it was like, let's all pack in together.
Which is, you'd think COVID would have done the opposite and taught us to stay farther from each other.
You know what? I'll just make a game out of it next time. When I'm a Maxinista, I'm going to just say, you know what? Just hop on my back. Let's get a piggyback ride. You know, piggyback ride?
That's so you can see over the shelves see how long the line is.
Yeah.
Give me a boost.
Yeah, come on. Get up on my shoulders here.
I'd love to know some more techniques to like I love your step on their feet technique because it's aggressive, but doesn't seem aggressive.
Pass gas.
Oh, floater.
Okay.
Little floater, yeah. But you don't know who did that one.
No.
I mean, you can't do it loud because that's...
Why not?
Okay.
They'll move.
Yes, it will. So awkward. You just turn around after and you're like, I didn't expect that to make a sound.
and you turn around and go, oh my God, I didn't know you were so close behind me.
I got to tell y'all a story. I was at Barnes & Noble the other day looking for a book.
You go to Barnes & Noble?
Every once in a while.
Oh, yeah. Did they get a good coffee or something?
Listen, it was dead quiet and my stomach was hurting.
No.
And I let an audible one. And I turned around, there's this guy right behind me. He steps back one.
See, it works.
I didn't even have the guts to say anything.
No, he didn't like say,
excuse me. No, I just left. I put the book back and just walked off.
You got to make a noise.
Well,
drop a book
but
on the
no
floor.
One was in the store at the time. It was right after church.
Oh. Have you seen that Peter Griffin thing where he does that, but he doesn't time it right?
Yeah, he doesn't time it.
So you got
he
those.
Doesn't what?
He doesn't time it up his cough out.
Oh.
Yeah, it's funny. Yeah. So there's two little techniques you could use if you're
all right.
In
yeah. I have to remember that one.
You can gently breathe on the neck. Oh, you're not the one that's being close.
Yeah, you're the problem.
You know what? You just turn around and breathe back in their face if they're breathing on your neck.
I'm sorry, I didn't know you were so close.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, you know, we like to give out relationship advice here on the Hawk and Tom Show. We have a second date update coming up in just a second, so stay tuned for that. But, you know, some guys, they just don't get the flirting thing. You know what? They have trouble determining if she is flirting or not, and they get a lot of mixed signals on the dating scene. So, girls, let's help out the guys this morning. So, if you're doing any of these things, he thinks you're probably flirting with him.
Breathing.
Talking to me.
Looking at you.
Yes. You know what? Smiling a lot and laughing at the guy. He thinks you're flirting with him.
Well, laughing at him?
Not with him. with him.
But he can't tell the difference sometimes.
Yeah. Okay, if you compliment his clothes when you say, oh, you know what? I love that shirt.
She wants me.
Yeah. You mean it literally, but he does think that. He's like, oh, you know what? She's flirting with me, I think. She might like me. I mean, it could be at work, you know? You've complimented Tom's shirt before, but I don't think he thought that.
Well, no, I'm married now. Yeah.
And I laugh at y'all's jokes, too, so.
Oh.
I know. What now?
See,
this
now,
is horrible.
I don't think that's flirting with me because I just think I'm so funny. They're laughing.
Even at department stores at the mall when they said, can I help you find something? Oh, I know what you want to find.
Yeah, you don't know. Love. Yeah. Where's the love section?
Yeah.
Okay. So these are things, if you're doing these things, he thinks you're flirting, smiling, laughing, complimenting his clothes, talking about your relationship. So if you're complaining about your boyfriend, it sounds to him like, you know, you're auditioning for his replacement.
Yeah, why would you complain about your man to another man?
Yeah,
that's treacherous.
Weird. I can see why he thinks that.
I'm saying at work or something sometimes, like, oh, man, you know what, Tim, last night, he gets on my nerves. You know, like, and you're just standing there, you know, drinking your coffee together.
Mm. So you've got no plans tonight? That would be a turnoff. For me, because I would feel like that she would do the same to me if I dated her.
Yeah, she's going to complain about you sooner or later?
Yep. If they do that with the guy they're dating, they're going to do it to you.
All right. If you're doing these things, he thinks you're flirting with him. Making the first move, like striking up a conversation first when you're out in a public
they pay him to do this.
A public arena. So you may think you're just having a friendly chat, you know, waiting for your drink or whatever, and you just gave him the go-ahead signal if you strike up the conversation first.
She's like, will you pass the straw? And he's like, she loves me.
Yeah. Okay, and then finally, you have danced with him or even near him.
I mean, no. I would see how a guy thinks someone dancing with him is flirting.
Yeah.
But near him means like in the vicinity.
I don't agree with that.
So it's like a group of girls just having a good time. He's in the corner and he's like, oh my God, she almost gets married.
Yeah.
See, I'm the type that'll run out there and dance with anyone.
I know.
Or by myself. Uh-huh. I don't care. So, and I've been at reunions and in different events where women are out there dancing and I walk up going, can I dance with y'all? Because I don't want some guy.
Yeah.
The key word, though, is y'all, you.
Yeah, and we don't dirty dance. Just to the fast songs, not the slow ones.
But let's say you're on the dance floor and all of a sudden she knows she's getting in your area. And you're like,
that's flirting.
I know. It's kind of weird, though.
I don't know. I'm a magnet.
I hope we helped the girls and guys out this
morning. We haven't.
No, we did not.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
It's a second date update, and we have Casey on the line this morning. And Casey went out with Jenny and thought it was a good date. Is that right?
Yeah, man. We were hitting it off at all cylinders, man. We had great conversation, great dinner. I mean, we laughed.
Yeah.
It was a great time. I'm just a little confused why she's not calling me back.
You know what? Every person says they're confused.
Well, that's why they call us. That's what the second date update is all about, is to try to find out what happened. And, of course, if she's not answering or returning your calls, maybe she'll answer for us, and we can find out the answer for you.
So just sit tight, okay? And we'll do all the work for you.
Hi, is this Jenny?
This is she.
This is Hawk and Tom. We are live on the radio right now. Good morning.
Yeah.
You're probably wondering why we called you.
Yes.
We would like to give you a free night out on us with a little contest we call the Second Date Update, where one of our listeners has been out on a date. And they had a great time, but they're not getting called back. And we just try to find out what happened for them. Do you remember going on a date with a guy named Casey?
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
So Casey called us and wanted to know if we could find out what happened. Did you guys have a good date? He thought it went well.
Well, so, you know, it was really nice. Like, when I got there, he was sitting down and, you know, I just arrived at the table where he was. So I thought that was nice that he was punctual and, you know, like, so I was picking up some good signals there, and dinner was off to a great start. It was just like, just an odd moment planted itself in there and then just continued.
Okay. What happened?
The rest of the evening that I haven't been able to shake.
Okay. Oh, wow. Do you mind sharing that with us on the radio?
Yeah, if it's something bad, we'll just disconnect now.
No, not bad. It was odd, and I'm not sure what to think about
it. We love odd. So what happened?
There was this older couple, like, sitting not too far away from us. You know, they kept looking over, and then the woman, she walked by because the bathroom was, like, past us on the other side, and she's like, "You just look like such a nice couple."
Oh, wow.
Oh, did he pay them to say that?
Well, yeah, I was like, I almost wanted to say that, you know, it kind of continued throughout the whole night where I was like, I guess we just made friends with another couple that, like,
well, you know what? Old people, they love to do that. They see the young folks, yeah, and it's like, oh, look at them. They're so cute.
But I can see how this is odd, but this shouldn't keep you from going back on a date with them. You're not likely to sit next to this couple again.
Well, that isn't necessarily true. So what happened is I was not thinking in the direction of where it ended up.
Right.
But at the end of the night, he literally got in the car with them and left with them. And I was like, oh, the people he paid. And then I'm thinking, oh my gosh, it's his parents. Well, like, why didn't you say anything? That's so weird.
That is
like,
really weird.
Wait. That was his parents?
That was his parents.
Did he not tell you that on the date?
No.
All right.
Okay. Casey, we got a question for you.
Come on now.
Did you bring your parents to the date?
I didn't bring them. They brought me, actually.
Well, in that case.
Okay. Wow. Please tell us more.
What was the logic behind this?
Okay, so look, it made perfect sense to me at the time. I was telling my parents about the date that I was going to go on with Jenny. And, you know, I'd had a date in a long time. So this, you know, we're all excited about it. And they happened to be going to the same place that we were going to eat. And so I was like, hey, can I just hop in the car and ride with you guys? I mean, I didn't think it was weird at all. We're going to the same restaurant.
Not weird at all.
Wait, do you live with your parents?
No, I don't live with them. I just rode with them. I was just over at their house telling them about it, and they're like, hey, we can swing by and pick you up. So, no, I don't live with them at all.
Well, that's good.
Well, you know what? Yeah, maybe they could have just taken Jenny home, too.
Oh, my gosh.
Just hop in the back seat.
Their Uber.
Yeah.
I could see how she was weirded out by that.
Yeah, like you could have been like, hey, y'all, maybe another restaurant. Like, maybe this date, the second date, you know.
Here's the thing. I really love my parents, right? And I respect their, you know, their decisions and everything like that. And I wanted them to kind of see Jenny because she's a really pretty girl. And
well, you got a phone for that.
I wanted them to check out and see what they thought about her, you know? So I thought it was a win-win for all parties.
Yeah, maybe you should have just introduced them. Yes. Like, mom, dad, this is your future daughter-in-law.
No, honestly.
If you would have told me that from, like, been honest, been at dinner, been like, my parents already had plans to come here. Like, I rode with them. That's them over there. If you're wondering who that lady is.
She's
like,
right.
Yes. I mean,
you know? Yeah. And I would have been like, that's sweet.
Yeah,
you
it
know?
Is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just, it wouldn't have been so, like, what do I do with this? And what's going on? Does he live with his parents?
That's
like,
weird.
Does he have a DUI? Like,
yeah. You do have your own car,
no,
right?
No DUIs. But yeah, okay. You're right. Looking back, I probably should have got ahead of it. Yeah.
I mean, honestly, when you got your ninja parents hiding behind plants, going peeking at you as you're having your dinner, I mean, yeah, and Uber parents as well. So
yeah, I got to tell you the honest truth. I think the whole thing is weird. I would never bring my parents on a first date or
Tom.
What?
We got to call you.
Okay, yeah, that's different.
No, it was not.
First of all, Tom, it didn't happen.
Okay, but explain.
So I was dating this girl, and my parents were coming into town because they live in Florida. I asked her, would you like to go out to dinner with me and my parents? I didn't ask her for a first date and then sneak my parents there.
Okay, but still, it was still weird. I mean, you don't want to meet your parents. You don't want to meet your parents on the first date. So.
Okay, no. Mine didn't go well. Let's see if this one can. So, Jenny, knowing now what you know, is there a chance if we bought dinner, if you would go out on another date, and we're not buying your parents dinner this one, Casey? They got to stay home.
Oh, I mean, I don't see why not.
Okay.
Aww.
Casey, that's the good news for you. You want to do that?
Yeah, man, let's do it, man. I'm.
So this time, just get your parents to drop you off at the front door.
And honestly, that would have been weird, though. Hey, did you guys get I guess you didn't get a good night kiss, because that would have been weird to have your parents sitting in the car while you're getting your good night kiss.
Mom would have been like, get a smooch.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Honking the horn.
That's great news. Hang on the line. Kato's going to get all your particulars, and he will tell you how you can get your free dinner on us, and then we have got to hear back from y'all.
Yes, please.
Awesome. Will do. Thanks, guys.
Success on our second date update.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.